They may be facing violence, but they're not coming up. How are we supporting them? Do we have safe spaces, corner spaces where people can boldly speak out, where people can reach out to people, even though without mentioning names or what, but they get solution to whatever. And to me, that is very key and important, that at least we live a world where we do not have violence, or people have access to health services, people have access to whatever they need, to employment, irrespective of who they are, persons with disability, women living with HIV, key population, irrespective of who they are. So the other key important issue is also sensitizing other population or the gender, that is the men, because most times when you look at with the bottom line of where is this coming from? It is from that. And also how we raise our children. Yes, as we pray, we may not know what is
Recording
going to
in
happen in the
progress.
future, but at least we need to also sensitize the parents to be able to mentor their children in terms of gender equity, gender equality, in terms of all this. Because bottom line, you see that some of the issues that are causing this violence are those inequalities, those unfair judgments, those unfair treatments that people feel like, yeah, it's the man who has to be superior. So from day one, we separate blue, yellow, blue, pink. It's for men. So that's where it starts from. Man not does doesn't go to the kitchen. He that's where it starts from. It is the woman who goes to the labor, which is okay, but how do we support this woman when she goes to the labor? They leave her out there in the facility, and then her HIV status is being exposed. A lot of things that happen out there. Thank you very much. Back to you.
Yes, thank you, Brenda. I think what I take away from your remarks is the safe space. We are naming this violence, we are monitoring it, we are documenting it, but do we have safe space that are going to support the women and girls that are facing this form of violence? It is another area for us to think about and see how do we put in place such spaces to support women and girls. Yes, Ruth, in 1 minute, Brenda took part of your other 2nd minute. So, Ruth, if you still have your hand up.
It is fine. Hello, everyone. My name is Ruth. First of all, I am glad to be part of this webinar and learning a lot, continuing to learn a lot against about violence against women and young girls. My one point, in addition to the so many that have say, been said, is the index testing. I don't know if someone has talked about that. There is a project I participated in recently, and it was targeting secondary school students. So those who would consent to test, we would sensitize them about HIV, but then also go ahead and test them. But that same project had a part of index testing that whoever tests positive, we are supposed to follow. To their families, to the children at home, the siblings, then the sexual partners. Yes, like we have said, these are medical approaches, very good, but I see them very stigmatizing. I want you to imagine people coming to your home and they're telling your brothers, we tested him much later and she's positive, so we have to test the whole family. I really don't know how it works. It was so difficult for me. I was doing more of the talking, the sensitization, but when it comes to the index testing, it is really difficult for me to accept. I would imagine myself at home, I'm there, and then the team is coming and they are saying, we tested Ruth. She's positive, and we have to test all her kids. We have to test her husband. We have to test everyone around her. I don't know how we can really address this and remain with the benefits we get from index testing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. I think that's one thing that is happening here in Uganda, but I would encourage colleagues from other countries. But yes, you rightly highlighted index testing is one of the problematic approach that we may need to deeply reflect and see how to engage stakeholders at ministry, but also at facility level. Yes, so I think I'll pause here. If you have other comments, dear participants, please post in the chat, and the team at the back end will be able to pick it up. So allow me to, as we come to an end of our webinar, to just say that really for me, what is key takeaway for us from this space is solidarity. We cannot do anything if we are not together. So solidarity is very core for us to be able to identify the issues, co-create as feminists, as a movement of women living with HIV and our allies, and also to hold space and be able to stand for what really works for women. Also, what I take away from this space is what intergenerational leadership looks like. I think Jerop highly mentioned issues of mentorship and being able to give space to young people to raise their voices and champion issues. Then feminist accountability has been strongly mentioned, and something we need to have in our DNA, let it flow as feminists, that we are accountable, and what we do it with integrity and transparency. So as we come to an end, let's take that as feminist accountability and power sharing is critical. Solidarity across borders and movement building is what we are now strongly pushing under this project of Thrive. Sustaining youth leadership and safety, very key. And I think
so. Thank you, colleagues. We had those who managed to sign, who have been all represented by Sophie. Thank you, Sophie, for signing on all of us. I tried to draw some cartoon there. I hope it communicates. We end it here. Thank you so much, everyone. Adela, if you have last administration announcements, over to you. On my end, I want to thank each one of you, the dear panelists, the back-end team of ICW, and all the participants that have kept online up to this time. Thank you so much. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. I've been seeing people, Angel from Uganet and other partners already sharing. Keep the conversation alive. 16 days of activism are just around the corner. We can build the momentum now, and we will take it on throughout the end of year. So thank you. Have a lovely evening. Have a lovely good morning and good afternoon based on where you are. Thank you so much.